that I had to wear white. I'm not really sure what that was, but I just agreed to do it.
Okay. Well, Amy, come through with the astrology.
I knew you'd appreciate
it. I respect that deeply. I didn't even know that.
She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Well, my guess is that if you did not see that particular post, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, if you saw another post, perhaps I should be wearing, I don't know, puce.
Right.
Mauve.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Teal. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, but the white looks good on you.
Well, and I figured that was an easy putt. One less decision to have to make this morning. And
thank you, Amy.
And away we go. And listen, thinking about this on the way in. What the hell are we doing here?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
What's going on right now? There's two reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One that you know and one that you don't. There's two reasons why we're here. Number one, y'all better show up to 702 day.
Yes.
I get obsessive with things like this. I did not want to miss a day of being able to remind you to be here, to be at 702 day.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not next Wednesday. It's the Wednesday after that.
Yeah.
Right? Wednesday, July 2nd.
Yep.
So we're like 10, 12 days out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
At Whiskey Stadium. Right across from Allegiant.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to call it Whiskey Allegiant right across from the stadium. And that's why I hesitate every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
No, it's Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant. And we want to throw a big party and we want you there. And that's really all it is.
Yeah.
There's no, like, if nobody shows up, it's not going to change anything. We just really want you to show up.
Absolutely.
I don't want to feel like a failure.
Good. So we're here.
So that's why we're here today.
Yep.
Also, here's the other reason that you don't know. If we don't tell them, okay, remember all the meetings that we had about rules and regulations and stuff like that in contests?
Yeah.
That apparently it's a big deal that if we were to, so that if they start a contest, we have to finish the contest. And quite honestly, the last time that we last minute said we're not going to work I took a lot of heat.
Okay.
So basically, I just didn't want to take a lot of heat.
No, I appreciate that. All right, we've told him. Can we go now? No, I'm just kidding.
We'll give up the tickets right now.
Just
yeah, right.
25 and 26.
Oh, well. Okay, listen. Could we have pre-recorded this? Yes. Is it possible that we might pre-record a little bit later and leave and go to breakfast? Also, yes.
Yes.
And if we do that, we'll make sure to tell you where we're going so you can come too. Right? But I have a feeling we're going to stick it out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're
so,
here.
So, 702 day. Now, what I also will do by the end of the show today is make sure that we've put in for the 3rd of July. Because we were gonna work that, and I still have no idea why we would do that.
Sure. No. We're going to play it smart.
Why we would work on July 3rd when nobody else is going to. So, listen, you're working today. Saw plenty of traffic out this morning. I was shocked.
Yeah.
At how many people were on the road today already.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're working today, God bless you. Yeah, we're here with you. I want to play a little game right now.
Let's do it.
If you know, then, you know.
Okay.
Keep it quiet for a minute. Name the artist in the brand new song. You'll recognize the hook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it. No more?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Okay.
That's done.
Mm-hmm.
I dig. I'm imagining Jonas Brothers, No Time to Talk. I'm imagining somebody went to Barry Gibb. He's still alive, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think he is. Somebody went to Barry Gibb and said, we have an idea. And he was like, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Because if you've ever seen the Bee Gees documentaries or any of that stuff, he's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
And he's kind of a fun guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that he heard this and he went, all right, let me see what you do with it. And they got to use Stayin' Alive.
All I can think about is that when you told us a few months ago that the best thing you learn in CPR is call 911 and then give people resuscitation to that song. That's all I could hear when I was like, if I ever had to save someone's life, I would just turn on the Jonas Brothers version now. And that's how we would do it.
I'm not going to say that's weird, but
no, I understand.
I'm not going to say that's weird. I can't believe you read your emails. impressive.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I mean, for a Friday when we really didn't have to be, or literally we're the only ones in the building.
I know. When I pulled up, I was like, interesting. Interesting.
Did you expect any less that we'd be the ones? And then, did you curse my name?
A little bit, I did. When I saw even traffic took the day off, I was like, "Girl, I got. I'm turning.
No,
I'm
Mitch
going
is.
Home.
I think Mitch is here.
I don't think
he's not.
No,
he's not. I'm not throwing you under the bus. He's just not.
No. Oh, he's got a replacement.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's doing it, but it ain't Mitch.
Traffic will report. To let us know that there's no traffic. There'll be someone in there that tells us
there's some traffic. There's a little traffic.
There's a little something happening out there.
Okay, but look at us. So Michaela's read her emails.
Yes.
We got everybody excited about 702 day.
Yes.
In theory.
Yep.
Please show up. Please. I'm begging you. Please.
Mm-hmm.
No, somebody asked me about it yesterday.
They will.
It might be a thing.
They absolutely will. Can I tell you, I sang the other night at Fountain Blue.
Yeah.
These guys came in, super nice. We were talking because they were friends with our general manager. And as we're going on, my GM said, you know, she's with Chep Buchanan on KLUC.
Their and they
whole
said,
mouth
they
dropped.
Said, who?
No, they said, wait, you're that Michaela? And I go, yeah. And they go, we listen every morning. We'll see you at 702 day. And I was like, yes, bros, let's go. It was
Are you
awesome.
Telling the truth?
I swear to God. It was Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. It was so cute. I was like, thanks, dudes.
Michaela's checked her email. We've talked about 702 day.
Yeah.
Michaela told that amazing story that's not even made up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we played the new Jonas Brothers. I got to be honest, that's more than we've done on most shows.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
I love stuff like that, too. You know, just because they're doing it. We're putting the finishing touches on the song. So what does it need? Oh, I know. Dochi goes, I know. Turn my mic on.
Uh-huh.
I'm going back in the booth.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that's perfect.
Listen, I can't hear it. You also can't see Chip, but he does this little like claw. Very into it. Very into the lion giving. Mm-hmm.
You know what it reminds me of every time too?
What?
We had these friends back in a previous life where we hung out with these folks, and there's a little girl who ended up being a UNLV cheerleader and is now in PR and everything. And she was wearing a tiger suit or something like that, and we were hanging out with him one night, and I just went,
uh-huh.
She remembered that years later, like she was like three.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and she's like, you know what I remember about you, Chet? I'm like, what? Toy you know, usually
yeah,
some toy
so
drive
things.
You know, something like that. No, I remember when I was little, you and I'd play this game. Oh, I'm mean. And every time I do that, then it's funny.
Do you remember the growl?
That's
you were Dochi before Dochi.
Hey, have you noticed our producer's a little quiet over here today?
Yes, he is.
You've had hiccups for 2 days straight?
Yeah, about a day and a half. See, there it is.
No
intermittently.
Way.
It keeps showing up for a couple hours, going away.
Adrian.
Did you try all the remedies?
100%.
Spoonful of sugar?
What?
No, he didn't try the remedies.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Ooh. Well, let's try that.
That's a good one.
What was it? A spoonful of sugar? Put in, what's going on with
it? Yeah, literally, you take like a teaspoon, maybe even a bigger one, a tablespoon, and you just sugar down the hatch, and it usually will, that'll help it.
Uh-huh. I also get hiccups pretty bad, and you're supposed to chug the water holding your breath until you're literally going to run out of air.
Did you? You almost die?
I did that. That one worked. I thought it made it stop. Again, it hasn't been consecutive. See? So I'm not lying.
This is the greatest.
Dude, what?
Chet was like, yo, are you drunk over there? I'm like, I wish. No.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not. Nothing.
Hey, my name's Riz.
I'm highly annoyed.
It's going to be a great.
I don't know what's going on
Day
with
off
you.
Yesterday was real good.
Real good. Oh, no. What's today? Friday? So on Wednesday? My wife goes, hey, let's start the festivities early. We didn't really have anything going Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
And she goes, let's start the festivities early. Let's go see a movie. Great. We finally went to go see the John Wick Ballerina.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I snuck a drink in. I snuck a drink in.
Good for you.
Well, promptly fell asleep because we'd gotten up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Promptly fell asleep, slept through the whole movie.
No, you did not.
My wife was so locked in, she didn't realize I'd fallen asleep.
Stop.
Yeah. And so she goes, did you fall asleep? And I'm like, yep. Missed the whole movie. It was good. She's like, yeah, it's great.
You must have been pretty tough with an action film, too. All of that, like,
I don't care.
Insanity. I know you're pretty good about that.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm just out.
Just sleeping.
Just, well, you know, when you got the theater seats where the footrest comes up.
Yeah,
it's literally luxury theater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Air conditioning was blasting. Yeah, are you kidding?
Out like a light.
I'm shocked I made it as far as I did. Okay, so we're going to try sugar first.
Try sugar. I'm going to do the screaming method again.
What's that?
What's that?
What were you scream? Well, typically, because it gets confused because there's two methods. You can scream as loud as you can, but the other one is that if you get scared, scared.
Oh no, did your kid try to scare you? Has your kid been trying to scare you for the last day and a half?
No.
No, that's really funny though. Well, there's the screaming method. What's the scream? Idiot me.
Yeah, same, me too.
What's the screaming? Well, you scream.
You just scream, babe.
Jackass.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Our producer left the room right at the start of the last commercial break.
Yeah.
And was gone just long enough. And I know he's dealing with the hiccups, right? And then I thought, what if the hiccups went horribly wrong?
Yeah.
You know, or what if it... So meanwhile, I thought maybe he was going to the kitchen to go get the spoon, which, by the way, I let the water get real hot. And I washed it with my own two hands.
Icon.
I picked up that spoon. Yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't put that in my mouth. And now I would.
Yes.
But I haven't.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that.
And I got the sugar if you want to try.
He sure does.
Oh, because coffee drinkers.
Coffee, yeah. Uh-huh. No, we got 6 million sugar packets in the drawer, but I think they've been there since like when I started. when we used to be over on Sahara.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think maybe. Mm-hmm. I think maybe that sugar's
been in the
bottle.
They never go bad.
Of course not.
I almost scolded a little girl at breakfast yesterday because of a sugar packet. I saw her take the sugar packet, open it up, and put it all over one strawberry and was about to eat it. And I thought she was sire for a second. I was like, sire, if you don't get that out your mouth.
Yo, what is wrong with you? You almost yelled at somebody else's kid.
That's great. I was like, oh man, I'm feeling washed.
The parents would have appreciated
it. Same luxurious
it,
curly hair.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I see how it can happen.
So,
same beautiful skin. All of that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, same gorgeous brown eyes. Yeah.
The color I wish my spray tan was.
I understand. I'm sorry. What was that?
I just said the baby's beautiful skin color is the color I wish my spray tan was.
I heard you. I just wanted to hear it again. I did, because that's funny.
So to your point, I'm dealing with a lot. Got the hiccups. Kids putting sugar all over their strawberries, all right? Dealing with the hiccups intermittently the past 2 days.
Sorry.
We go to commercial break. I was like, let me try to deal with the hiccups, but I also need to use the bathroom. You know, we got morning rituals, and this is part of mine, going to the bathroom.
Sure.
What type of sicko is employed at this company?
No.
That feels like it's necessary to leave the toilet clogged.
No.
Heading into a long weekend.
All the time.
Listen, he was
all the time in this building.
He was so upset he called me. I thought he butt dialed me. I'm like, why would he call me?
Well, because I heard Michaela go into the bathroom because I was in the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
And this one's right there, and I heard her walk in, so I didn't want to walk in because I was like, all right, I'm going into their bathroom.
You were
going
to go to the other one. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, there's no one here, and like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but we're a two holer.
Yeah, but I want to be comfortable.
And I understand.
I know the one against the wall, the bigger stall.
I need
that bigger stall.
And somebody always clogs it. And I don't get it, you animals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have the plunger, right? We have the plunger.
Oh, do you have
and
a plunger?
And I tried
yours?
To, and I was going for a good 3 minutes. And I was like, I'm not dealing with this.
Bro.
Luckily, it was a clean situation. I'll leave it at that. But it was not fixed. And it's like, this is absurd. Because now, if the cleaners don't come until Sunday, they typically do on Sunday, I believe, heading into the new work week to make everything, you know, all clean and stuff. Like, that's disgusting. And I feel terrible for them. They shouldn't have to deal with that either.
Not that you tried to plunge it, though.
Well,
that's like credit to you. When I go into the girls and anything's going down, I'm like, bye. See you later. Never touching that.
Yeah, and then sadly, you know who it falls to? Is engineering. And that's not their job either.
No, dude. Let's make signs. Clean up after yourself.
No, this is, it's horrible. It is horrible.
And I disagree with the science. We're all adults. This isn't...
Clearly we're not.
Like, legally, I understand that workplaces where they have to put the washer hands, even though I find that ridiculous.
Oh, but putting up, like...
Hey, flush the toilet when you're done with it. Thanks, I didn't know. Like, what? What are we talking about? Who do I work with?
I hear you.
I mean, we're talking about the toilets being plunged. We wish that they were adults, but yikes.
Here's the deal. There have been so many cuts in our industry, like a lot of others, and it's no secret, but how many suspects are there? You know what I'm saying right now? How many suspects could there be?
Who was here yesterday?
Trying to find the...
And it was a holiday, so you really could wrangle it down.
Hang on, where's the mystery music? No,
Saw vibes.
This
is when we're closing in on the suspect.
It's a little hard. Yeah, right. That's not at the beginning of the investigation.
Anyway, what if this was done away Wednesday? Because we weren't here yesterday. So now we're talking about a whole 5-day situation.
I'm sure somebody came in yesterday.
People don't have any. What is going on? Who do I work with?
Nobody came in yesterday.
No? So you think an overnighter?
No. What I'm saying is.
What overnighter?
I'm saying that the toilet sat overnight Wednesday into Thursday.
That's what I'm trying to say. That now we're talking about a 5 days of clogness.
Yeah, gross. But back in the day, that's who got blamed for everything was the people who worked overnights. They got blamed for everything.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah, well, there's no one to blame now.
Man, here's the fun part of this is we also have security cameras around here.
Yes.
And lest you believe, Chief Engineer Tracy Teagarden is not one of us and is incredibly petty and will spend hours going through that security footage to see who's who and what's what.
I love it.
And who may have gone down that hallway.
Yep. During the time of the incident. We need to know.
I'm telling you, they need to fix their problem and then get fired.
Oh.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Okay.
I'd fire somebody over that.
Okay.
Don't clog the toilet and then leave it.
Yeah.
Gross.
I'm sending an email right now.
Oh, strongly worded
one? I've CC'd the FBI too, because this is ridiculous. So we
got a guy at the FBI?
Whoa.
That's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Welcome. Friday, the 20th day of June, 2025, longest day of the year.
Let's go.
Which is, okay, this day always weirds me out because I'm like, really, already?
Yeah, I know.
Now we're heading back the other way?
The summer solstice?
Yeah. I'm wearing white today because my wife told me to. Some about because I'm a Gemini.
Yep.
And on the summer solstice, I forget what it's supposed to do for me.
Listen, if Amy said it, I believe it.
Yeah, and she's wearing purple today. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God. I love her so much.
I don't know what it is. She saw something we were watching. You know what totally slipped past the goalie?
What?
By the way, she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez.
Hi.
Hi.
This is important.
Hi.
No. What's happening?
You know what totally slipped past the goalie on us?
What?
This whole Karen Reed thing.
Have you heard that? Can you educate me a little bit? I was getting into it. I don't know enough, though, to talk.
2022, January 29th. Yeah, I've watched the documentary now. We're 3 episodes in. We got 2 more to go. So I got interested this week. You may have seen the headlines.
Yeah.
Karen Reed, she's not going to go to jail. They're getting her on the DUI. They call it something else, OUI in Massachusetts, operating under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
She's not getting she's not getting charged with murder. Or she did get charged with murder. She beat that. And they're going to get her and give her probation on basically a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2022, her boyfriend died under mysterious circumstances. They said that she hit him with her car, but I'm not going to spoil the rest of it, but there's twists and turns. And in this, and literally people are split right down the middle of, do you think she did it or do you think something else happened?
Yeah.
Big police cover up.
Oh.
Which is not uncommon in Boston.
And what was the affiliation? He was the police officer or she was?
He was a police officer.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
He was a police officer. Okay. They go out drinking.
Yep.
Like, I think I can tell this without spoiling it.
Yeah, yeah, just tell me a little.
Well, by, you know what, by the way, if you're remotely interested, you've probably read the stories already, so you already know.
And I'll watch the documentary.
I want the tea. Give me
the tea. I'll watch it either way.
I'm spoiling it.
Okay, come on. Do it.
I'll never tell you to change the station, but if you don't want it spoiled, here we go. Come back in, I don't know, half an hour. I'll come back in a minute. So they go out drinking one night. At the end of the night, this one guy, and there's like three or four couples all that end up out together at this one bar. Mm-hmm. Hey, come back to our house and, you know, we'll hang out. Yeah. We'll have a little after party. They go there. They've never been there before. In the house is all cops, basically. It's all cops and cop family.
Sure.
Right? So they show up to the house. Oh, meanwhile, a once-in-100-years blizzard is hitting Boston. So it's snowing like crazy. Everything's going nuts. This is like 1:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Reed shows up. Now, she's a bit of a loose cannon. She's got an attitude about her. Kind of makes her a little bit unlikable.
You could kind of tell from me not even knowing what's going on in social media. She's kind of giving attitude. And I was like, what's up with this?
Yeah, it's... But it's just her.
Yeah, okay.
It's just kind of her.
Fair.
And everybody liked this dude. Everybody liked her boyfriend. He had his sister died, and then his brother died shortly after.
Oh, no.
Or his brother-in-law. Anyway, he ended up taking the kids. You know, he ended up being dad to the two kids.
Oh, yeah. What a good guy.
Sister had brain cancer. Brother-in-law had a heart attack or whatever. And so he took the kids. Without question, she kind of ended up during the pandemic. They had dated before. Then during the pandemic, they rehooked up. She ended up kind of like Insta family. And then apparently that morning they had argued because he said that she was spoiling the kids. And she goes, yeah, we argued all the time.
Yeah, that's normal.
But they went out that night. They looked fine. You know, everything was great. So 1:45 in the morning, they pull up to this house. House is dark. They're not quite sure. Is this the right place? It's what, you know, whatever, whatever. He says, I'll go inside and find out if we're welcome. So he goes inside. A couple of minutes go by. He doesn't come back out. She starts thinking he's screwing around. She's drunk.
Yeah.
Right? And she just goes off. She goes off.
1:45 in the morning.
She thinks he's screwing around. She's, you know, and she's mad. He doesn't come back out.
Yeah, I've been there.
Supposedly, she does a 3-point turn, goes back to their house.
Oh.
Meanwhile, she's calling him, cussing him up one side and down the other. You know, I hate you.
Yeah.
All of this stuff.
Sure.
He ends up dead in the front yard. Yeah. 4 hours later, they come out. He's dead in the front yard. Nobody's quite sure how he gets there. But she's got a broken... There's so much.
Wait, what?
She's got a broken taillight. But how did the taillight get broken?
Stop.
He's got abrasions on his right arm. Could it be from getting hit by the car? Maybe. But it really looks like a dog bite.
Stop.
He's got bruises on his face. Could it be from getting hit by the car? Yeah, but he could have also taken a beating. Strangely enough, one of the women that was there in the house, or somebody using her phone, Googled, how long does it take to die in the cold?
No!
The temperature had gone down to 12 degrees. They're in the middle of a blizzard. The investigation sketch. The cops are sketch. The whole thing's sketch.
So there were people in the house when he went to knock on the door. Like, the friends were there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the heck?
But they claim he never came inside. They claim he never went inside. So at some point he disappeared. Yeah, the whole thing's twists and turns.
And she was just parked in the front yard. She could have seen where he went. Huh? Oh, this is wild.
But there's a blizzard. And then people are coming in and out of the house. Well, you didn't see anything in the yard? No. Then, strangely enough, a couple months later, one girl goes, yeah, I saw something.
No. Was it helpful information?
I'm getting just into the part of where it's like, well, this is muddy, isn't it? And you will go back and forth on, yeah, she did it. No, she didn't.
Oh, I have to go home right now. I have to watch the whole documentary. Yeah. That's insane.
We literally stopped the middle of the Project 150 scholarship thing because my buddy Kelly Christo, who's our executive director for Project 150, was so excited about the Karen Reed case. And I told her, I said, I don't know anything about this. I don't know. I don't care. I don't know. She literally came over to me, a video's playing of one of our scholarship recipients, right? Kelly comes over, she's holding her phone in front of my face. Karen Reed, not guilty. Karen Reed, acquitted. You know, or what?
And was she a fan or not a fan of Karen?
She thinks she didn't do it.
Okay.
Oh. And then so I riled her up. I knew nothing about this story, but I was going, oh, you know she did it. Stop it. Oh, come on. So you know she did. No, she did.
That's funny.
We're on stage in front of all these people.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are the best.
I stopped. I said, okay, we got a couple of things to tell you. Number one, Karen Reed, not guilty. Audible gasp from the crowd.
No, they know about this
too? From all the women that have watched this. Yeah, because she was getting railroaded by the cops.
Oh, my God.
Or was she? Or did she kill her boyfriend with her car and get away with it because she had really, really good lawyers?
But why would she do that?
Because she didn't want to go to jail for the rest of her life.
No, why would she kill her boy?
Oh, no, because she's nuts. Because she flew off the handle. And who knows? He's drunk. She's drunk.
Yeah, right.
She's in a blizzard. She's doing a 3-point turn in the blizzard. By the way, I'm not. Everybody's guilty. I don't care. You know, a man's dead. It's not good.
Yes.
It's not good.
No, yes.
But, okay, so she's pissed and it's a blizzard. And so she's trying to, you know, make a 3-point turn in a neighborhood she's not familiar with. Who knows if this dope who's, you know, hammered also comes stumbling out to the car.
Yeah, right.
And she bumps him.
Dang, dude. Dang.
Right. And then there's a question of whether she said, because she was asking, did I possibly hit him? I don't know. He didn't show up. Now he's dead. Did I possibly do this? Oh, but everybody in court's going that she was yelling out, I hit him. I hit him. She never said it.
Oh, my.
Okay, now are you hooked in? Great.
Dude, yes.
If I could only get you that excited about this show. If I could get people as excited about this show as I just did about that one. It's on Max,
by the way. I feel like that was the start.
We just spent 10 minutes on this. We got to go. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. You know what? Why don't we just... We'll let it breathe for a minute. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Lorelei Bradley from North Las Vegas is our new champion. Mm-hmm. We got Battle for Vegas tickets. Or, you know what? We might play Champion's Choice.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm told, I didn't think we had any more new kids tickets, but I'm told we might.
Okay.
So, yeah. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown in less than 3 minutes.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Wow, good news. We got new kids tickets if we want them. Okay, we got new kid. If we don't do them now, we'll do them during relationship rehab a little bit later on. What were you just saying about Karen Reed?
So I Googled everything that you just said. I will say, not knowing the case, just seeing the photos, I find it being an interesting thing that when she was found not guilty, she like did these weird hand signals. Like, baby girl, your man's still dead. I don't know if it's like she's acting like.
So I can explain that part.
Mm-hmm.
So. The cops, like, it became a big news story real quick, which is also what makes this look sketch, became a giant news story in Boston. So people, as they will, immediately took sides. And it became, so then the side that they wanted justice for John O'Keefe. So they wanted her guilty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And then the other side was going, she's not guilty. Mm-hmm. And then the I love you sign just became a thing
Yeah.
And it just became the supporters of Karen Reed Because they would yell out, I love you, Karen Reid. And so that just...
Okay, I'm going to nip this in the bud real fast. I forgot that that was the I love you sign. I thought it was the rock and roll sign. And so I was like, Karen, oh, no, yeah, yeah, that's an interesting choice to make. Okay, I love you. That makes more sense.
Yeah, no thumb, horns of the devil, Ozzy Osbourne, rock and roll.
Right, she was saying I love you with the hands.
I love you. Well, they were saying it to her.
Yes, okay. And, that makes more sense.
And there's a lot of stuff. Look, is she an angel in all of this? Probably not. But there's also the scrutiny is insane. You know, like you can't, you were even saying, Michaela was saying it off the air, was like, well, yeah, it's not cool that she was like, you know, like laughing and the, you know, and the signs and the, all that. And there were a lot of people that were like that. They were like, oh, you should see her when the jury's not in the room, blah, blah, blah. It sucks, but everybody handles grief different ways.
No, you're 100% right.
And everybody, like, you can't be expected to just, you know, never smile again.
No, you're right. Listen, it's the best example of when I surprised my dad with the tickets, the Philly tickets, last week for Father's Day. He laughed hysterically. Not the reaction I ever thought I was going to get.
You thought it was going to be tears and blah,
blah,
blah.
Something, because he's been grieving. But to your point, it is true. Okay, maybe you've sold me that she's not guilty. I have to watch this documentary. I'm obsessed.
Oh, yeah. And all these people, and so they're like, well, wow, all these people had to cover this up. Everybody's involved.
Yeah.
And there's a lot.
Uh-huh.
So there's probably 15 people involved in the cover up, if that, and that's conservative.
Wow.
It's a conservative number.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everybody's got their little piece. And they're like, well, how is it that it's 2 years later, nobody broke? Because...
might be the truth.
It's just, well, or they're covering. And you don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Why would you break? What's the advantage to you breaking? You know?
Oh.
And they caught a couple of people in lies and a couple of weird, you know? Oh, you heard her say, I hit him. Yes, I did. Why isn't that in your report?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I cannot wait to watch this and then talk about it with you.
And then decide.
Yeah.
Yeah, sadly, we'll be a week late. We might have to do that off the
air. I'll call you. Send you a voice memo.
Off the air, okay. Just spend another 4 minutes.
Sorry.
I'm curious. The Karen Reid Show. But we get it because, you know, the folks
that's
that
wild.
The people that are into it are really into it.
Yeah,
and it doesn't
my,
make
my thing.
Doesn't take much to get you into it, and especially if you love true crime, which
I love it.
A lot of folks do.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back and forth.
Yeah,
but I'm leaning towards she got framed. She got framed.
God, that's crazy.
But it's easy. But again, it's easy to not all the way like her.
Okay. Oof. Oof. Can't wait to watch.
It just is. Lorelai Bradley, our new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Do you give two? Do you give two rips about the Karen Reid trial?
Sorry,
I have no idea what I'm talking about. Do you?
No,
it's okay.
No, that's
yeah,
I
no,
didn't
it's okay.
Either.
You can say it. We believe in honesty on this show.
Yep,
it's okay. And this show's not going to be perfect either. Sometimes we're not always going to hit them out of the park.
Yeah.
Are you more interested now after we've been talking about it for the last 14 minutes of airtime, 17 minutes overall?
Do you have the new kids on the
boat? What? See?
That's what she's here for, baby.
God bless her. That was the part that she took out of all that.
Genius.
Is that there's new kids. And you know what? I just got an email from Jasmine, who's just an absolute angel.
Yeah.
And has to navigate all of this craziness all the time. There was somebody up the chain made a mistake. And their mistake is your benefit, Lorelai Bradley. Yes, we can play for New Kids on the Block tickets today. And what I believe to be one of the final chances to sit on stage with the new kids and go to the meet and greet. Okay?
Awesome.
On 702 day. So then you come and hang with us for 702 day. And then you go across the street over to Park MGM. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, let's find out who your challenger is going to be. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Right now, again, the number 702-364-9898. I don't think there's a ton of traffic on the phone lines this morning because it's, you know, one of them weird days. So if you ever wanted to get through, today might be the time.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's get after it. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown with our brand new champion, Lorelai Bradley of North Las Vegas Champions Choice today on a summer work and summer not Friday. And yes, we will play for the new kids' tickets if that's what you want.
Yes.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Who's our challenger, Adrian?
That'll be Tony May representing Galleria.
I love that. New player in the game.
Reserve.
I don't know that I've ever seen the name Tony May on my call screener ever before. How are you, Tony?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, no, we're doing great. First time caller?
Yep.
First time caller, long time listener.
First time. Love that.
Long time, first time, long time.
Beautiful.
That's great. Okay, well, do you know how to play the game?
Yes, I do.
All right. Beautiful. I'll just remind you to answer or to buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you because you might think you got in first, but you did not. First 1-3 wins the new kids tickets, actually. And if you win, you get your choice of either new kids, Battle for Vegas, or F1 advanced screening tickets because we don't care on a Friday. We just don't care.
No, we don't.
I love it. I love it.
Love it.
All right. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon, Michaela Gordon.
Jimmy Kimmel is going on summer break, and the announcement for guest hosts has been made. One surprising choice was the country crooner, who's known for hits like I Am Not Okay, and he'll be showing off with incredible 200-pound weight loss. What's his name?
Why didn't you just go ahead and say his name? Did Tony bail?
Well, because we had people hanging up. They didn't know the answer.
Tony bailed.
Apparently.
Tony bailed. By the rules of the contest, this is amazing. Lorelai Bradley, Tony has forfeited.
Oh,
game
yay.
Over.
What?
Game over.
Let's go. No way.
Whether it was on purpose or not, Tony has left us.
It's got to go.
And thereby and heretofore, according to the rules of the contest, Lorelai Bradley is now a 2-time champion.
Let's go.
Hey, thank
That's
you.
Wild.
You know,
it's never happened
now
before.
Now this whole Karen Reed thing's got me thinking. Okay, were you in cahoots with Tony, who we'd never heard from before?
Yeah.
Didn't Tony sound confident and ready to play the game?
Yes.
Didn't he sound like he might be a good challenger for Lorelai today? Or is he, in fact, conspiring with Lorelai? And he went in and he took a dive. He went in and he took a dive so Lorelai could win the new kids' tickets.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Yay.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Hang him. Hang him. Hey, doesn't matter how it happened. It just matters that it happened. Congratulations. Enjoy your new kids' tickets. We'll make you a 2-time champion. North Las Vegas gets their 6th win, pulls into a tie with Mountain's Edge. And we all just kick our feet up and enjoy a nice Friday.
Let's go.
All right,
awesome. Thank you so much.
We'll see you Monday morning.
Yes.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Bye, love.
A quick and dirty Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, what'd you say Junior's got a beef?
Junior was heartbroken.
He seems like a nice guy.
Over Tony Mays.
Seems like a nice guy. Is he angry?
He's just disappointed.
I don't hear angry. Uh-huh. Oh, it's like when your mom would say that. Mom, you go crying. Are you mad at me? No, I'm just disappointed.
Oh, God, cut me with a knife.
Is that accurate, Junior?
A little bit. It's like my mom told me we're going to Chuck E. Cheese today, but we don't.
Yeah, I hear you.
Disappointed.
Or we've got McDonald's at home.
Hated that.
No, we don't, Mom. You don't make fries.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you. Back in the day, we would have said, fine, let's replay.
Yep.
The way I understand it is that the rules have now been set in stone that if the other person hangs up, boop, you win, and that's it.
Call it.
To be honest, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you guys would have him call back or you guys would call him back.
Listen, to be honest, Junior, I didn't know that.
I just look forward to the questions that you guys put out. So I listen every morning. So because when you guys play that game, I'm on my way to work, and I listen to it religiously.
I love that.
Love that,
can we count on you showing up to 702 day?
Seven. When is that?
It's 7:02 on the 2nd of July. No. It's
not your fault.
No, because it's the first time we're doing it, so it makes sense once you know. But until you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
We're gonna be at Whiskey Stadium, which is right across from Allegiant. You know, with all the big signs and everything, right across from Allegiant Stadium. I'm not talking about Crazy Horse. I know you know where that is.
No.
I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah, I've never been there in my life.
No.
Is that a library?
No. So I'm told. There's plenty
of reading done.
Plenty of studying. Yeah, that happens. All right. Well, listen. Hey, Michaela, do you still have your Michaela's Hometown Throwdown questions? Let's see how Junior would have done.
Fine.
I'm going to do terrible.
Yeah, but bro, the most important question that I need you to answer is, can we count on you to show up for 7:02 day? That's where you answer yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were cutting out a little bit.
Oh, can we count on you to show up for 7:02 day?
Oh, yeah. Is that on weekend?
Yeah.
No, it's on a Wednesday. It's July 2nd. No, a week from Wednesday from 4 to 6.
Yep.
So come after work.
Oh, yeah. I can make it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you can make it.
Did you play a musical instrument in school?
I
he's not kidding. The phone is cutting.
I
out.
Know. Well, we got the most important question.
It's
out.
His phone, but it's, you know, whatever. What did you play in the band?
I played in a church band. If that helps.
Yeah.
I love that. Do you still have
Even
an
better.
Instrument? Do you still have an instrument?
Not.
Oh.
You still have time to buy
That's
a tuba.
Right.
And we'll have a kazoo there for you.
Yeah,
so
any instrument.
We're going to do the world's shortest parade. You take one step, play one note. And that'll be it. See, you get it.
Yeah.
You get it. I got to be honest. I don't think we need to ask him questions.
No, we got the number one out.
Yeah. I think everything we needed, we got.
Yep.
So I'm sorry we disappointed you.
Thanks, Junior. Sorry, dude.
We didn't. Tony did. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Tony disappointed
you. Come on, Tony.
I always figure it's me. Honestly, I always figure it's me.
Nope. This one's on Tony.
Yeah, brother. Don't take this, Chet.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. I enjoy it. I like him.
I like him.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, they by the way, they're not allowing me to say on the air that I'll put my credit card down on 7:02 day, but trust me.
Oh my God.
But trust me, we're gonna have a good time.
Yes, we will.
I can say that, right?
Yeah, you can say we're gonna have a good time.
Okay.
It's not a lie.
I know liability and whatnot. Turn into a bunch of Karen Reeds over here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I was just turning around. I don't know how my tail light got broken.
You have no idea.
Yeah, fine.
I didn't yell I hit him. I would never do that.
I said, did I hit him? I don't. 177-second survey coming up. Why don't we do 4 reserved seats for F1, the movie at AMC Town Square. Brad Pitt starring. Okay, true. You know this, Adrian. Starring Brad Pitt and Las Vegas, Nevada.
Woo!
Our Fair City plays a very prominent role.
Yeah.
In F1, the movie.
It's awesome.
That's worth going. That's worth the price of admission, which, by the way, for you is free. So now how much would you pay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing is the answer. Nope. You just have to take the 177-second survey coming up.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Can I do a little housekeeping here? Three things really quick. Three things.
Yep.
Number one, 7:02 day, 12 days from now. 12 days on July the 2nd, 7. Okay. You get it? 7:02, because that's us,
mm-hmm.
Southern Nevada. 7:02, right?
Yep.
July 2nd is what?
7:02 day.
July 2nd is 7:02.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So it makes sense. We celebrate. And I can't believe we never did it before.
I know.
I can't believe. You know what it is? I think I couldn't be bothered because I was like, well, July 4th.
Yeah, I see that.
And people take the week off.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun. You did it perfectly. 4 to 6 is great. It's going to be the shortest thing ever.
Well, okay. Uh-huh. So, yeah. And so we're going to do a show that morning. Then we'll do a different show. It'll be this show, but it'll be like, we'll play an exhibition round of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We'll do a relationship rehab. But what's fun is Can you imagine? It'll be like the old, it'll be like the old Maury show, you know, or the old Jerry Springer.
Yes.
You know, because we'll do relationship rehab. God forbid we should have the two people who are arguing in person. That would be
iconic. We have to have it. Please.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if we can pull that off.
Yes, the mother of my child will be there. I'm sure we'll get into an argument of some sort. So it'll be perfect. There you go. There it is.
Where's the button? There we go.
Say less.
Done.
That's hilarious.
Great.
Adrian.
So what you're telling me is just don't try to plan it out. Just wait for it to happen.
Just wait for it to happen.
You just give me the wink and we'll know.
Yep.
She orders two appetizers. Then I'll flip out. What the hell's wrong?
I got you. I got you. Your money's no good here,
that's
Adrian.
Hilarious.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to need one to take home.
Excuse me?
Can I get one and one to go? Have you seen those videos of women going on? I've got four kids at home. It's like, wait a minute. What?
Uh-huh. No, that happens.
She ordered takeout for the kids. Well, I'm spending my time. You need to pay for my...
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 7:02 day. 12 days away, Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiant. It's those big, it's the big, like, it's got like a big Starbucks sign on it. You know what I mean? Like, the it's got the
yeah,
big
awesome.
Billboard
the
on the side.
Fancy LEDs.
Yeah, the big fancy LEDs.
The best parking around the stadium. Got you.
It's great. And honestly, I love that joint. The food's amazing. The food's really good.
Yeah, I can't wait to. I haven't been yet. I'm so excited to see it.
Oh, I got an Aces game today. Otherwise, I'd say let's go for lunch.
Well, let's go.
We'll figure
ready.
It out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out before 7:02 day.
Mm-hmm.
I need to remind you, because our challenger on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown today bailed out. We didn't even get a chance to tell you. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown brought to you by Three Square. Las Vegas Restaurant Week extended out. Today's the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got to get in on it. You want to know more? Find out places to go. Find out all your different options. Go to restaurantweeklv.org. Restaurantweeklv.org. So 7:02 day,
mm-hmm.
So Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Yeah, then 177-second survey. Yeah, let's go.
Easy.
Oh, and we blew right by good feeling stories of the day earlier. Thank you to Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Yes.
That's what it was. 177-second survey. Would you like tickets, four of them, reserved seats for our advanced screening of F1, the movie? Be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Well, you can tell we're having fun because it's almost 8:15.
Woo!
It's almost 8:15. We're at this point of the show. I know. I didn't realize either until just now.
We're living our lives.
Seems like we're having a very good time today.
I am.
We kind of figured if y'all had to work, then we'd work too.
Yep.
We could have just mailed one in, but no. Well, I mean, we're mailing it in, but we're at least doing it live. So
this has not been pre-recorded. And we want you to know
it's
that.
It's the usual mailing it in. It's so different from the other days that we mail it in. No. We're getting after it a little bit today and kind of glad to do it.
Yeah.
She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Aces tonight. Seattle Storm come to town. Asia Wilson has been upgraded to questionable. She'd been out the last, three games? Concussion protocol. And upgraded to questionable. And then Sunday, national TV, we move over to T-Mobile Arena. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever come to town. Let's go, Aces.
Let's go, Aces.
Credit where credit is due, too. You're fighting scrap in Las Vegas 80 Aviators. They play baseball, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They are your first half champions. They won 11 straight games.
That's awesome.
11 straight.
Let's go, boys.
And instead of doing a big playoff deal, you know, they have a first half champion, and then they have a second half champion, and they play for the championship of the PCL, Pacific Coast League. And then whoever wins that goes on to play for the minor league championship at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Cool.
So for the first time ever, the Aviators have a home playoff game.
That's awesome.
At the ballpark.
Listen, I feel like I love the Aviators. When I moved back to Vegas, they were very good to me about having me come sing the anthem before anybody else did. I love them. I love the whole ownership. It's great.
I'm Las Vegas ballpark. There's nothing.
It's so nice.
It's the best ballpark in the minor leagues.
Yeah, it is.
It is, and everybody says it.
Mm-hmm. That pool is crazy.
Yeah, so it's so, and listen, this town loves a winner. Mm-hmm. The Aviators are back in town next week, Tuesday through Sunday, against Albuquerque, okay? And then heading into July 4th, they're playing the Dodgers top affiliate, Oklahoma City.
Nice.
So Doyer fans.
Doyer.
You know, yeah, if you wanted to jump out there. But don't cheer for Oklahoma City. Cheer for Vegas.
Yeah, what be loyal. A weird
connection. Don't be like that.
Oklahoma City. That's a great call up. You live in Oklahoma City and they're like, no, we'll bring you up to LA. You're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to derail the show because show's been derailed. So I'm going to do
it. But here we go.
Since you did bring up the WNBA, I want to get your thoughts because I know you're close with Kelsey Plum. She went viral yesterday. I don't know if you saw the video of her in the hotel. She had a couple fans that were with the just wanted autographs and had Funko Pops and jerseys and cards. And she saw them and was like, you guys don't think it's kind of weird that you guys are stalking our hotel right now? As they were walking into the hotel because they're on the road. And, you know, there's some discussions and people are like, well, if you guys want to be famous, like this is what.
Yeah, KP, what, they gotta deal what are you with talking
it.
About?
But then Kelsey was also, she didn't go crazy like TMZ paparazzi, Justin Bieber, like, you guys need to get away.
No.
She just kind of made the dudes look like fools. Like, you guys think it's cool to just stalk out?
That's the greatest. I mean, I know it. See, she's got to readjust. Somebody will talk to her and she'll get it because Kelsey's smart. Kelsey's really smart. I get her frustration.
Yeah, and I hope I'm doing it fair. I don't want to act like, again, she didn't flip out on them.
Right, but she said...
She called them out and made them feel like doofuses. Kind of like she does on the court.
Yeah, don't you think it's weird? Don't you think it's weird that you're in the lobby of our hotel room, you're a grown-ass man?
With 1,000 cards that you want me to sign each of these? For free?
That's a little too much. You know what I mean? That's because you know they're going to go try and sell those.
But that's the people who do that, though. Very rarely is it the little boy who's just like a big fan.
And you should sign for everybody that you can, right? But I get it. If they're trying to make money off you, you should get a piece of that.
Yeah, and for clarity, was it a little boy or was it these grown men?
It was one grown guy. Different. With a booklet of like 1,000 Kelsey Plum cards.
Sign them all.
Good for her.
No, if the question is she wrong for calling him out and saying, isn't it weird that you're here? No, that's kind of the dream.
Really? Wow.
What do you mean?
Because I just think it's not cool. Like it's not cool, and I get it. That means that it's popular, and hey, at least people care enough. Blah 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 blah. I don't care. There's a human decency part of that.
Well, don't go to her hotel room.
Don't go to her hotel room, and
go to the room.
Our people are with them,
but the lobby.
But it sounds like these guys weren't even fans. They're like money makers, which that would annoy me. I'd be like, bro, get out.
And when it happens at like the airport and baggage claim, and like there's certain situations, there's a human decency element. And I don't give them the benefit of the doubt because, again, if you're coming out with a booklet, wrestling all the time, they'll have the Funko Pops. Like I already know instinctively that you are here. This is a business opportunity for
that,
you.
That part
and
of it.
That's why I don't have sympathy and why I don't think it's cool.
No, but you can show up. I don't have to sign all of it. I might sign one for you. If I had that choice, I don't. Have you ever been recognized in the airport? It's the greatest. I'm so grateful. And that's the part where we're just, for me, it only happens when it really probably shouldn't. You know, like if I've got the flu and I'm going to buy lady products for my wife,
mm-hmm.
you know, then
yes,
then, sorry. Or no, my favorite one. I was sick as a mutt, but we were throwing a New Year's Eve party at my house because I think there was a big UFC card or something. I don't remember what it was, but I had a shopping cart full of booze, and this lady recognizes me with her like 4 kids. It was back when I chewed. So I got a big dip in my lip. I'm wearing a baseball hat and just, you know, the gray sweats, not the good sweats, the gray sweats.
Yeah.
And I just look like, death warmed over. And this lady's losing her mind. Here, take a picture with my kids. And it's the way, it's the worst. But that's when I get, spotted.
Yeah.
But it's the best. Michaela, you've been through it.
Yeah, I have been. I will say, though, when I like right came off of Idol and people still really cared, a couple of guys came up. They brought these headshots, like a lot of them. And I didn't really know at the time what was going on. And then I did figure out what was happening. And that really pissed me off. I don't, you can come to the lobby. You can do whatever you want. If you're a fan, you're a true blue, you're a kid, whatever. But when you're coming to make it a money opportunity for you to sell, I am not into that. Disrespectful. So the lobby's not the big deal of it being like a fan. I'm sure she's so grateful for that. It's the type of fan. Cause they don't sound like, they sound like they just wanted to like sell her stuff.
And don't be demanding.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Don't
sign these.
And yeah. And don't. Tell me, don't tell me how I should, you know, like somebody, yeah, I'm not going to tell that story. I don't need
hot button,
but somebody was telling me how I should, you, because we're fans, basically you owe us. And it was like, oh no, you purchased a ticket to watch a game and the rest of it's gravy. And yeah. And so the obligation ends. And by the way, the obligation ends where you want it to end, on the other side of it. But there's a price to be paid with that as well. So it's, you know, be as nice as you can.
Totally.
And that's where the argument was, because people were like, oh, she's being rude. She should be thankful that these fans care enough. And I'm like, well, on the opposite end of the spectrum in the NBA, we don't even hear about the people that wait in the hotel rooms that just LeBron just keeps on walking.
But sure.
Because it's more normalized and it's been a thing for decades.
No, or you go in the other door. You go in the back door. You go in the service entrance. You're going through the kitchen. There's a million different ways.
There'll be an adjustment period
but
for
I think
them
it's
that
still
realize
like,
that they need to do
no,
that.
No, but it was, we got approached in the airport. Thank God.
Yeah.
Instead of I'm sorry.
No, I feel like I got heated up too. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, say it.
I just feel like we can't miss the point. Like these people that are like, she's whack. Like, no, she's not. She loves her fans. She doesn't like people like using her signature to make money, thousands of dollars afterwards to sell online. That's the argument. She's not rude to fans.
And she, listen, also, I know KP, she's playing.
Yeah, that's your girl.
She's playing.
Yeah.
She's not. Yeah, it probably took her off guard. And she's probably trying to make light out of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, why? Isn't that weird? I don't know exactly what was said.
Good point.
But isn't that weird? Isn't that weird that you guys are waiting in the hotel lobby? Don't you feel weird about that? okay. So she's making a joke out of it. It's just better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh my God, every day I say something that I wish I could take back.
Oh.
Every day I say stupid stuff that I go, what am I doing? Why did you say that? And listen, I'm a flash paper temper too. Just me personally, I'm real mad and then I'm real not. And it just doesn't matter to me. But man, in that moment, I'm like, why did you, why?
Yeah.
So I get the idea that there
yeah.
might be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Screw relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Listen, between my wife, who's a chef, and me, who reads stuff, you know, and keeps track of things.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of trends that I'm not at least aware of somehow.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of this yet, and I'm interested. But maybe we'll do it at your house, not mine, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
A tequila-soaked turkey almost burned down an apartment building in Madison, Wisconsin on Sunday.
But sounds delicious.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it?
Tell me more.
The person cooking it had marinated the entire turkey in tequila. Quick Google search. There are recipes out there. They put it in the oven. You know me, I like to fry my turkey, I'd be down. But it had only been in the oven for 8 minutes. They called 911. The oven door blew open on the oven. He said, allow myself to introduce myself. the oven door blew open on the oven. What?
Wait, that's actually funny.
Firefighters showed up and used a thermal camera to check the oven. You know, and everything seemed okay. Yeah. So then they opened the door and freaking blue flames come flying out of this stupid thing. There was so much booze in the bird that the vapors had accumulated in the oven. And they think that there just wasn't enough venting. And then when the oxygen, you know, got in there.
Yeah.
Wah-woom.
Obviously.
They ended up taking the whole oven out of the person's apartment. Thankfully, it didn't start a big fire, so nobody was hurt.
Yeah, seriously. Just,
yeah, as you're heading into the weekend, you know, and it's summertime and you get a little creative with things. If you decide to do tequila turkey.
Yeah, just one more question for you, Chet. The door of the oven flew open
on the oven.
Okay.
Yeah, is that what you're trying to get at? Yeah, I hear what you're doing. I don't think I appreciate hate it. No, you shut up.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh my God, these are so good. Friday morning, more you know before we go.
Come on.
Before we head off. And by the way, shout out to everybody who actually did go to work today. Just because you could have taken the easy way out and gone Juneteenth. Take the Friday. And I know a lot of people took that out. And I'm not saying that they're wrong either. Know what I mean?
No. But you're superior.
Shout out to you if you're working. And we actually did. This could be recorded. It is not.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to break my own arm patting myself on the back.
Come here, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You may have heard this back on Wednesday. Brad Pitt has a younger brother named Doug. He's a goodwill ambassador for Tanzania. And in 2011, Doug Pitt, which...
It's just so awkward.
Right. Like, he goes, hey, what's your name? Well, I'm Doug Pitt. Oh, you're related to Brad? You kind of look alike. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, that's my brother.
No, you're not. You know what I mean? Nobody believes
him. But also, living in Tanzania kind of sounds like a scam. Like, I would be like...
I don't know that he lives there. He's a goodwill ambassador for Tanzania.
That sounds like a scam, too.
I don't know. But anyway, so he, back in 2011, Doug Pitt, which also sounds made up, was the first American to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And then, you know, you got to get down some way. And he decided to do it by mountain bike. And he was the first one to ever do it.
Jeez.
So... there you go.
Good for you.
Remember the Violent Femmes? Are you old enough to remember the Violent Femmes?
Yeah.
They go on like a blister in the sun. That's the song.
Yeah,
that's the song
I love,
that everybody.
Yes. There's another song I'm obsessed with by them. Not that one, but like that.
Do 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 do. Papa, papa. That's that song. And the reason why that group broke up was because Wendy's used that song in an ad in 2007. They got into a huge fight about it because one of them gave permission and the other one didn't know about it. And so they ended up just, and of course, the, you know, it's the Violent Femmes. So they're, you know, punk rock, man.
Yeah, they're like,
and
Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's.
Bro.
You're not commercializing our music, even though I'm sure they didn't mind.
We're artists.
I'm sure they didn't mind the money when the song was a hit, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
And when, you know, and when they started getting asked to play big concerts and stuff, but don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. They ended up disbanding 2 years later and suing each other.
Who won?
Suing and counter-suing. No one wins.
Nobody won.
No one wins, Michaela.
No one wins. You're right.
And I'll end with this. Zebras do not have black and white stripes. They are black and they're covered in white stripes.
Shut up.
And that's good. That's going to live rent-free in your head all weekend long.
What kind of mind blow is that?
Isn't it? Hey, we'll see you at Michelob Ultra Arena tonight. Let's go. A says clap, 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 clap.
Hey.
Your girls need to get back on it, and they need your help. So we will see you there. And follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus brand new episode of Unlikely with two-time WWE Hall of Famer and my personal favorite, Booker T, sucker. You can listen to it on the free Odyssey app or watch on YouTube.
And by the way, I should also mention Aces in T-Mobile on Sunday because Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever are coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always going to be big, and that's going to be weird because there's going to be people cheering for Caitlin Clark. I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is our house.
That's right.
You shouldn't be cheering for the other team, but what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Michaela, what you got going?
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll be at Nowhere Lounge in Fontainebleau tonight and tomorrow. And I got a big kayaking trip. I can't wait to tell
That's
you about.
That's right, with your hot dentist.
With the hot dentist.
Yeah, out to the dam.
Yeah.
Don't get sucked into the turbine and get made into energy.
Well, I wasn't terrified until right now, but
you'll be fine.
Okay.
Just don't go when it says don't go here.
Don't go there. Okay.
Yeah, don't be like, I'm Michaela Gordon, I go wherever I want.
Going in that dam.
No, what's the big deal? I don't understand I don't know why this is roped off.
Don't act like you
so
know me.
Stupid. I don't know why they have all these stupid signs. I'm out here with my hot dentist. I'm Michaela Gordon. I'll just go. What's the big deal? Next thing you know, and then the whole power grid gets shut down. Because,
but then I still make it out alive. I'm like, well, what'd you do that for?
No,
that
was rude.
You get
sucked in against the grate, actually. And then, I know it's horrible. And well, anyway, I don't want to think about this anymore.
All right, bye.
Everybody have a great weekend. Make sure you tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you're going to be in the right place at the right time. Be a friend to somebody who needs a friend, especially, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
Just put some good out there in the world, and we'll see you back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Bye,
The Jeff Buchanan Show.